Loving Sairam and greetings from Prashant Nilayam. Dear listeners, this is Raghu once again welcoming you all for today's Thursday Live. With that conversation concluded the segment Morning Glory, and that conversation was with Mr. Ravi Mukkamalla. In fact, it was second part of the conversation. The first part of the conversation was played last week. This conversation came to you as part of the second half of the segment Morning Glory. In the first half of the segment Morning Glory, you listened to the conversation with Brother Gyan Bhaskar, and that was first part of the conversation. The second part of the conversation will be played next week. All right, now the time in our studio is 11:15 a.m. and now let's start this segment, Soul Inspirations. In fact, today's segment is going to be very short, super short segment, triple S, Soul Inspirations. All right, so today I'll be playing for you two special audio series. So the second audio that I'm going to play for you will be from the audio special series, that is Melodic Stories. It's entitled as Melodic Stories. And it's a series of instrumental Sai bhajans, but with a difference. The difference is that a moving anecdote will be narrated before you listen to the instrumental Sai bhajan. And this anecdote will be based on that Sai bhajan. So isn't that a good idea, dear listeners? I hope you all will agree with me if I say yes. And a new episode will be released 23rd of every month. So that will be the second audio that I will be playing for you. But before that, I'll be playing for you an audio of another audio special series. In fact, the audio that I'll be playing for you today will be the first episode of this audio special series. And it's entitled, the series is entitled Sama. Well, Sama was an initiative of the students of Bhagwan's college to ruminate on Swami through music during the prayer sessions in the college. And it started way back in the 1990s, and it continues even now. So lovely songs would be sung and beautiful sentiments would be expressed musically by students. So we at Radio Sai are starting this series called Sama, and for the occasion of festival, a song will be composed. So the first episode of the series was composed as part of the festival Onam, which happened last week. And dear listeners, everyone knows that this year the state of Kerala was affected by the flood. There was a massive downpour for many days, and the whole state of Kerala was affected because of this flood, and thousands of people lost their properties and hundreds lost their lives also. So Kerala waded through one of the darkest and deadliest times of their lives. Now their hope depends only on Lord. So this first episode of Sama was composed in the sweet language of Kerala, that is Malayalam. So this song in Malayalam attempts to offer you this crying call, the prayer of the Keralites to their Krishna, the Lord of Guruvayur. So, in this short segment, Soul Inspiration, let's first listen to this song in Malayalam as part of the audio special series Sama, and that will be followed by another episode of another audio special series, that is Melodic Stories. Alright, dear listeners, happy listening. Sairam.
Vividhangalaya Pratisandhi Ghattangalilude ഈ ജീവിതയാത്ര മുന്നോട്ടൊഴുകുമ്പോൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ തൃപ്പാദങ്ങൾ കൈവിടാതെ ചേർത്തു പിടിക്കാനാകട്ടെ എന്ന പ്രാർത്ഥനയോടെ എല്ലാവർക്കും ഹൃദയം നിറഞ്ഞ ഓണാശംസകൾ. കരൾ പോക്കും ഞങ്ങളെ
ഗുരുരാശ്രയം ഗുരുപവനപുരീശ ഗുരുവായൂർപുരീശ വേരില്ലൊരാശ്രയം ഗുരുപവനപുരീശ വേദ വേദാന്ത മൂർത്തി
A boy from Kashmir in North India became a student of Bhagwan's school in Prashanti Nilayam in 1983. Swami would often talk to him. However, he would think, Swami is great, no doubt, but how can he be God? If he is God, he would not be on earth. God belongs to the heavens. One day, Bhagwan called him for an interview. Looking straight in his eye, Swami said, You are thinking that Swami is not the universal Lord, isn't it? The boy immediately became defensive and started saying, No, no, Swami, I didn't say that. The next moment, Swami's hand went up in the air, and in his hand was a picture of this boy smoking a cigarette behind a movie theater, something he had indulged in the last day of his 10th grade and was confident that nobody knew about it. From that day, his longing for Bhagwan intensified and Swami too blessed him with numerous opportunities, so much so that for weeks together, Swami would talk to him every single day. And then one fine day, for no apparent reason, all the interactions stopped. It was absolute indifference from Bhagwan. This boy tried everything to get Bhagwan's attention back, but Swami would just not relent. This sad saga continued for 9 months. The boy concluded that Swami does not like him anymore. One evening, he was late to the mandir and was sitting behind. As the bhajan started, suddenly a thought surfaced. Swami, it's okay if you don't like me, and if you don't want to talk to me, but I still love you. I will always love you. Just this thought filled him with solace and happiness. Months of sadness melted away, and tears of joy started streaming down his cheeks. He was lost in his sea of bliss. With this realization, a few minutes later, he gleefully opened his eyes, and to utter delight, there was Bhagwan standing in front and beckoning him to come near. He ran to the Lord, and Bhagwan's hand instantly went up in the air, and ever so lovingly, Swami now applied the materialized vibhuti on his forehead and then asked, as if nothing had happened, When are your parents coming? Call them. I want to give an interview. The Lord is described as Kshirabdi Shayana, the one reclining on the ocean of milk. Once the heart is filled with unconditional love for the Lord, that's when it becomes pure and white like milk. And in this pure heart ocean of devotion, reclines and shines the all-pervasive Lord Narayana in all his glory and sublimity.